You're now in what used to be George's bedroom, the final room of our tour. In 1850, when Queen Victoria decided to sell the palace, Lewis Slight was clerk to the town commissioner of Brighton and the resourceful leader of the campaign to buy the royal pavilion rather than see it demolished and its land sold off to property developers. Slight's campaign had the support of Brighton's two MPs, as well as 7,500 members of the public who signed a petition to save the building. However, there was also a lot of local opposition to the purchase. A referendum was held in November 1849 and upheld the decision to buy the pavilion by a majority of only 36 votes. The Royal Pavilion was sold to the Town Commissioners of Brighton the following year for the sum of £53,000. Many of the items removed from the pavilion were used to decorate Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace and Windsor, where they can still be found today, although some have been returned and reinstated and others have been kindly loaned by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We're almost at the end of our tour. Please take care as you continue down the stairs and follow signs for the exit.